Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He's Lance Meadow, and this is your two-minute drill. Well, it's the first day of Giants mandatory minicamp. All the players are in attendance, and they were out on the field. And Lance, the big story is one guy that was out running drills, Victor Cruz. Originally, the plan was to not bring Victor Cruz back until training camp, but he decided to take the next step in minicamp instead because his legs were feeling up to it. Now, he didn't do any team stuff, but he did do some drills. Needless to say, he was excited to get started.
I was excited, man. My body woke me up at 5:55 this morning, and I was like, I'm getting to do something with my teammates out there, so I was excited about it. Whether it was, you know, one period or 12, I was excited to be out there with my teammates doing something. So it felt good. Route running felt good. Being out there with my receiving core felt good, and I just want to continue to put the right steps forward.
And Lance, they said he might take another step, maybe this week, but I think training camp's probably more likely, and that means going up against live defenders.
Well, and this is the evolution of Victor Cruz's offseason. He said it, Ben McAdoo said it. You know, they want him to be 100% ready to go in training camp, and if they could get a little work out of him now, it's only going to help him in the long run. He went against air, he went against man-to-man coverage, and Ben McAdoo said, John, he was impressed with how he was running routes and trying to get back up to full speed.
And Lance, of course, since it's minicamp, there is no contact. There are no pads. So people watch the wide receivers and the defensive backs to see what happens when the ball gets put in the air. Well, both sides made some plays today. Shane Vereen had a nice double move beating Landon Collins down the sideline. Miles White and Sterling Shepard both had touchdowns and red zone drills in the back of the end zone. And on defense, Janoris Jenkins deflected a couple passes, made good plays on the football. But keeping on the defensive backs, they've been moving a lot of different guys in and out of the slot. In practice on Tuesday, Dominique Rodgers-Camardi got a lot of time in the slot. Head coach Ben McAdoo talked about how he wants to use a lot of different guys at every position.
Well, we want to train a variety of guys inside. I think it helps with versatility. It also helps to learn the complete picture of the defense. I think if they can play outside and inside, you know, it helps understand what the other positions are going through. And we have a variety of guys who can do both.
And Lance, over the course of spring practice, we've seen Trevin Wade in there, we've seen Eli Apple in there, we've seen Janoris Jenkins in there, and now we've seen Dominique Rodgers-Camardi in there as well.
Well, the more the merrier, John, as you just laid out. And you know, in this league, you need three corners because of based on how the wide receivers are lined up on the opposition. So therefore, that's what the Giants are doing right now. John, they're testing the waters. DRC is the latest to get some room and work out in the slot, and they're going to try to see who they can mix and match moving forward. The more versatility you have in the secondary, the more balanced your defenses.
Absolutely, and the Giants will continue to practice for two more days before they say goodbye, and we don't see the players again until training camp. Stay tuned to Giants.com for all the coverage. Lance Meadow, John Schmelk, your two-minute drill.